Republicans might be trying to break up with Dave Ajema.
But Dave Ajema is not ready to break up with his fellow Republicans.
Breaking up is hard to do.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So, as we know, all kinds of state and national Republican leaders have called on Ajema to please, please quit as Michigan's Republican National Committeeman.
Over the unwelcome attention he's drawn over some seriously negative comments and social media posts about gays and Muslims and guns.
His remarks, Facebook posts, and reposts are provocative, to say the least. But Ajema keeps telling the Republican establishment he's not going away.
I'm running until I tell you I'm not. So right now I'm running.
But now an adversary for the position of national committeeman,
which is up for re-election next year,
has emerged, Dr. Rob Steele.
Steele has run for a number of positions and says he's now trained his sights on Ajema's job representing Michigan.
He says it's not just what Dave Ajema says, it's how he says it.
So there's a lot of ways you can say these things, and we need to have a little more honey drawing people in rather than keeping them away, and especially here in Michigan, where it tends to be a little bit of a blue state. We need all the votes we can get. You know, we can't leave any votes behind.
And if you doubt Ajema is having an effect on voters, consider this. He has become well known.
Typically, does anyone even know who the members of the Republican National Committee are?
If you do, chances are you are a serious political junkie.
Seek help immediately. The general public is largely unaware of who these internal party players are, but that is not the case with Dave Ajema.
He has made national headlines, particularly when the GOP tried but couldn't quite manage to expel him from the Republican National Committee.
So now he's raising the ante,
saying that he not only intends to run again for RNC committee, but he also might run for Congress.
Congress in a district he doesn't even live in. Michigan's fighting first.
Right. It covers northern Michigan and the UP. Ajema is from outside Grand Rapids.
Now, the first on paper, at least, is one of the most competitive districts in the country. And with the retirement of incumbent Dan Benyshek, it should be a wide open race.
Yeah, three, maybe four, even five current or former Republican state legislators are looking at the seat. On the Democratic side, there's former party chair Lon Johnson and Jerry Cannon.
Now, northern Michigan is typically not receptive country for carpetbaggers.
They want one of their own.
But Ajema seems to think he might have this almost Donald Trump-like capacity to defy the usual rules and secure his base of support. And like Trump, win or lose, Ajema has the capacity to make a spectacle of the primary, which would be a welcome development for Democrats.
So please, 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 let me, let me, let me. Let me get what I want this time.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.